I heard you leapt from the Bloor Street viaduct. A year after that well-lit winter moment in the window of Kensington Bakery. You were about to leave, your small hand on the door, but stopped when you saw me and your face lifted and smiled gently. And I saw you too. And I think I actually sneered. Anyway, your fallen face. He ran off and I will never see you again. I was 26 when I shot half a black and white film with you playing a tramp clown. Alone on a leafy bench in the Cabbage Town graveyard. And the best a long shot with a low contrast lens of you clowning with some real old barnacles of Parliament Street. You were trying to juggle light gray oranges and them clapping you on. It was in this reel that I noticed your limp. I thought you were acting until I saw, later, your special shoe. Why hadn't I noticed? But Michael, my old friend and your old lover, 41 to your 18, became convinced I had designs on you, and he convinced your father too, who was a year younger than him and who designed custom children's playgrounds for an international clientele. Michael watched my technique and told me I'd never be a great filmmaker. And our little story of a homeless man freezing to death in the pale Toronto sunshine was never done. The last shot would have been your feet, dragging in the snow. When I moved back to Montreal, Michael wanted to come along and be roommates, because you were going to school there. You'd come by that cold apartment, convinced too then that I wanted you when I did not. I was worried because Michael was hinting at killing himself, as he was losing you, and it was plain his huge adult grief was infecting you, like a slow, yellow poison. The day I asked if you were all right, you doubted my motives and looked at me with his borrowed eyes. I gave up. The spring came finally and you both moved away. And there was a tidy white noose left behind on the floor of Michael's closet. Too late to be a cry for help. Just his way of spreading it around. There was one color reel, too. A close-up of your face and makeup against the pale green lettering on a grocery sign. Every cartoon expression we could think of. Joy and grief. Suspicion. Fear. Doubt and loneliness. Your giant vermilion mouth and piercing black-rimmed eyes. I mailed that reel to your father. He has it now. I'm sorry for that forever frozen moment in the window of Kensington Bakery. I can't know what kind of a seesaw you were on by then. But I placed my small hand on one side of it that day.